This is the Iowa Business Report Thursday edition, presented by TotallyIowa.com, a website for books, DVDs, CDs, radio programs, and more, all tied to our state. Many family businesses start small with a basic idea, a way to get parents and their children to work together on a unique project. That's what Jessica and Jason Mortweet had in mind when they and their two daughters started the Iowa Lavender Farm last year, and it's grown tremendously in a short time.
We've actually learned quite a bit about growing lavender, and people are really interested in this. We found that they like lavender and they want to grow it themselves in their own garden, but they don't always have a lot of success doing it. On the front end, we really looked into, okay, what do we need to do in order to grow lavender here in Iowa? And so we actually brought in 25 ton of rock and put that into our lavender field in rows. And that was the first step because we've learned lavender needs really, really good drainage. It needs full sun and really good drainage. So we plant the lavender actually into rock. It's a Mediterranean plant, really likes the sun. It likes the heat, doesn't need a lot of water, does not want wet feet. So really this summer's been perfect for growing lavender out at the Iowa Lavender Farm.
We joined the United States Lavender Growers Association. So we've been able to network with lavender growers all over the United States and learn from some of their mistakes as well as what's worked for them in the similar climate. So that's been really helpful too, to be able to network and grow with them.
Lavender is said to soothe the soul. You can learn more at iowalavender.com, and we'll have more with Jessica and Jason Mortweet on the Iowa Business Report this weekend on many of these stations. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.